Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the guy we call Sultan, Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
I'm feeling really good on my end. I'm probably feeling a little bit better than the New Orleans Saints are feeling at this point in time. I also have a huge stack of fan mail here that people have suddenly... I think they've tuned into the sound of our voice, Mike. And
they love you, Fred.
They're responding, and I can't appreciate it enough. I've got my homework cut out for me here after the show, and we're ready to go here. How are you doing?
It's been an interesting, crazy sort of week, but you know, it's the playoffs are going out. We're getting moving towards the Super Bowl. You got to get excited about it. A lot of upsets going. You and I have handicapped games, and quite frankly, as you've mentioned, it's very hard to predict what's going to be going on. You can't expect sometimes the things you need to expect from some of these teams. Atlanta, you were disgusted with them last week.
Well, they showed a beautiful rendition of a championship team when they came out to LA here and beat the Rams, and based on that, I picked them for the upset over Philadelphia, and they go to Philadelphia, and they just, to me, and I don't, you know, I'm a tough critic, but what I looked at was far from the team that showed up here in LA to beat the Rams.
Yeah, they just didn't seem to bring it there towards the end of the game. So there was your big upset on the Saturday games there. Philadelphia, a lot of people picking Philadelphia, but you and I thought Atlanta was going to go with it. It was 15-10 was that score. Yeah. New England steamrolled over Tennessee. We figured that 15-14. But Jacksonville going up against Pittsburgh, that was another crazy time too.
Well, I thought that Jacksonville would beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
you know, and they did. They beat them again, and they beat them soundly. It was 45-42, and so that wasn't a surprise to me so much.
We're going to be talking about these games today on the show. Don't forget, you can always follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, and don't forget his website, FredDreyer.co. That's where you get all the good info from him all the time.
Yep. The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many of the nation's plans, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with Cigna HealthSpring, Humana, and Florida Blue. Walgreens participates with other plans. See walgreens.com/Medicare for details.
Welcome back to the Jeffersons. That's what this bumper music always means. Welcome back here to the lounge, the sports lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the actor extraordinaire, the all-pro defensive end, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred, let's talk tackling. This is not just at this playoff game that you were talking about here between the Minnesota and New Orleans and the missed tackles and the things of that nature. You've been talking about this for years, that tackling is not taught in training camp, not even in the schools anymore before you get into there. And this is a problem not only with missing tackles but with injuries.
Well, you're right about that, and everybody you know that has a helmet and a pair of pads is on the same page. It's even. The game starts, and then what separates people is your ability to control and to understand and use your fundamentals and your techniques to your advantage. And tackling, if you're a defender, is the biggest bonus that you have as a football player. And I see more football players give up the right to perform correctly and to play as well as you can play by refusing to learn how to tackle.
Why?
This sport, because I'll tell you why. It started, it started in Title IX in college years ago, where they started taking money away from boys' athletics, men's athletics, and giving it to the girls' department for golf and for all the things all the things that you should give in college money to, and that is for girls' programs, which is fine. But what happened is that the big programs like football, basketball, and baseball, those teams suffered because the money wasn't there, and also there wasn't enough time for coaches. I'll talk about football here. The football coaches didn't have the team long enough. The NCAA cracked down on rules and regulations and now said that you can only have the players for an hour and 45 minutes three or four times a week, and you have to have a limited practice. You can't have two-a-days. You have to cut the two-a-days down from 16 down to 8 or 6. And so your preparation suffers, everything suffers, and the only thing left to the coaches is to have enough time to put in the plays so people understand what they're doing offensively and defensively in special teams. So as the years go by, you start playing, you start having teams show up, and they don't know how to tackle. They're not being taught how to tackle. You have to make and cut time out, 8, 9, 10 minutes, a practice session, and sit down and watch films. You have to be graded on tackling. We were always graded, whether it was in college, whether it was in high school, whether it was at junior college, San Diego State, where I went to college, or the Giants and the Rams. All of these different platforms were very conscientious and conscious of tackling. Get the guy on the ground, engage him, and get him on the ground. If you notice, what's happened now is that defenders are mauling the ball carrier.
Yeah,
and they're ripping. They're trying to rip the ball loose.
They want to strip him of the ball.
In the meantime, the ball carrier is running for an extra 10, 15 yards.
Right.
And so if I'm a coach, I say, forget that. Get the guy on the ground. I want you to engage him correctly and get him on the ground. I want you to get him on the ground as fast and as economical as you possibly can, and I want as many people on the ball as we possibly can. I don't want you running up to the guy while he's running down the street with your wallet, you know, and you're trying to, you know, pick his pocket. You don't want to have that problem. And so what they do is they don't teach tackling. So in the secondary, what you saw in the Saints-Viking game, the last play of the game, there's 8, 9, 10 seconds left in the game.
Right.
The ball is in the air. As soon as the ball is in the air, the game was actually over while the ball was in the air. And all you had to do is watch the ball. You're 40 yards from the end zone, so it's not like it's a Hail Mary pass. So all you had to do is wait for the guy to catch it. Don't interfere with him. Had him catch it, and then get him on the ground.
That was it.
And all you had to do was do that. And this guy, the other guy, wasn't even near the play, but this guy. Ducks his head like they all try to do. Nobody wants to use the right form to tackle.
Which
nobody
is?
Wants.
What's the
to
right
hit.
Form?
Well, I'd have to show it to you, but you have to have your head up. This guy ducked. He ducked and threw.
Which causes more injuries.
Well, but that's what we're talking about. The fact is that he missed the tackle and cost people the game.
Yeah.
And so what you wind up getting is a real bad game. It's unprofessionally played. You've got a great effort by the team to come back. And the last play of the game, you would bet your life that all you got to do is watch the ball, let the guy catch it, and then tackle him and get him on the ground. Or just hold on to him. And the game's over with.
Yeah, that would be all you would have to do, I think. But it didn't happen, and so this game gets upset. Now it's Minnesota comes 29-24 New Orleans. You know, it's just that whole thing with that last score changes that game around. And then also on that Pittsburgh game with Jacksonville beating Pittsburgh 45-42, the Steelers now, Todd Haley, 6 seasons, he's turned the Pittsburgh offense around. He's been let go. Steelers did not renew his contract this week, and 3 days after the AFC Championships were ushered out of the playoffs 45-42, he's gone. So the Steelers already making changes there. You think some changes coming to New Orleans?
Well, I would think that at the end of every year, you know, there's always a reevaluation of personnel, coaches or people in front office and players. So I wouldn't be surprised who gets fired. And frankly, you know, a lot of these coaches are, you know, either at the end of the year when something like this doesn't happen, they either say, look, I don't like the direction of our offense, and we got beat in a game here that we thought we should win. They should have beat the Jaguars. We got beat in a game that we should have won, and I don't have enough say so inside the 20. I don't have enough say so in our makeup of a game plan during the week. So there's always terms and conditions of why people are quit or are let go. So there's Todd Haley, you know, he's out of there. And you might want to, if you're a Pittsburgh Gazette, you may want to go down and ask him, explain why you left, you know.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we got some games to look at for this weekend. We got some baseball news to talk about. Yu Darvish still courting around with some teams. We'll see what's happening. Tom Brady's been limited in practice also, maybe with a bad right hand. We'll get some comments on that for you also. And apparently, and I know this is a big topic with you, Fred Dreyer, former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick is palling around with Golden State Warriors Kevin Durant. Kevin matched the $10,000 donation to the Silicon Valley Debug organization. The Debug organization describes itself as a storytelling community organization organizing an advocacy based in San Jose, California. So we'll find out about that, too. Both those guys have been on GQ Magazine as well. Maybe we get Fred Dreyer up there. Give them a real run for their money. We'll be back.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes pre-packaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal. That's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Angel Care Network. Call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our program. Sultan is what we call him, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
How do you do, folks? Thanks for joining in on us. And, Mike, I hope you're feeling better with your eyeball there.
Boy, I went out today and let's just say I get a shot in the eye every once in a while. This was a particularly good one. He numbs the eyeball, and then he comes in with a needle, and he comes in right from the front, and it's kind of hard. You don't mind getting a shot in the eye if you don't see it coming, but it's your eyeball, so you're aware of everything coming at you. And he brings in this needle, and he pops it right there in the eyeball. And this was a really gentle one. I didn't feel anything like coming into the eyeball or anything like that, and so it rebounded back quite well today.
Does he know what he's doing?
He's what?
Does he know what he's doing?
Today he did. Today I think he's an eye doctor. I'm not
right
quite
eye.
Sure.
Did he get the right eye, correct eye?
He got the left eye. Got the correct eye, the left eye.
It's important to you.
Yeah, some kind of a vein occlusion. And he goes in there, and this sort of just takes it, cleans it right up over there, and then everything is. It's not that I can't see out of it. You don't really notice you have it until he points it out to you, and then you see that you actually see better out of the left eye than you did before after the shot.
Well, let me ask you, when is this? When's this going to be fixed?
Well, it's getting better. It's going longer between shots now, so I think that's good news. But I'll take you with me one of these times, and you can, check it out.
Will he let me do it?
No, I would not want you anywhere, near any part of my body, let alone my eyeball.
I'm very deft with my hands.
Listen, you held down Rich Saul along with Jack Youngblood for that thumb of his. I don't want you anywhere near.
I have experience in these things. You know, when my fellow man is being traumatized, I'm right there for
traumatized.
I'm there for you. I'm there for
you. You said Rich Saul's thumb was his like one of those balloons that they have.
No, it was
on
a circus thumb. You know, when you get a hit with a hammer, and then you hold it up and go wow, and the thing starts throbbing and it swells up. That's how big his thumb was.
Glows red. It goes blur.
Oh God, it was unbelievable.
He got injured in the game, right? And he just said
he broke it. Yeah, he broke it, and then he thought he was gonna put some ice on it, and we were gonna go to Cincinnati for a Monday night game, and we got to the stadium, and he didn't realize that everybody expected him to play. So he was having a good time out there, and the coach walked over to him and said, "Hey, Rich, go get your uniform on. You're playing." He goes, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, you're playing." He goes, "Yeah, but my thumb." He goes, "I don't care about your thumb." So in the meantime, what he didn't know is that the doctor had a nice needle for him in the coat training room. And then I was standing there with Jack Youngblood, and the coach came in and said, "Hey, they want you to, you know, Dr. Curlin wants you in here. Because we got to give Rich a shot
to assist him."
And I said, "You're going to put that needle in his thumb?"
How big?
Passed out. I looked like it looked like one of those screwdrivers you get, you know, in Sears, those Sears tool kits.
Yeah,
it was that big. And I said, "Wait a minute, are you going to put that in Rich?" He says, "Yeah." And I want you to help me. I said, "Okay."
You assisted him in the.
So we went in there, and Rich comes in. He's got. She goes. I said, "Rich, I didn't think you were going to play. You shouldn't be playing with that thumb. You should not be playing tonight with that thumb. You know, you got Bob Brown on your nose all night. You know, it's going to be a long night for you." You know, he goes, "I know. I keep telling him I got to rest my thumb." So Jack and I came around to the side of him. He got up on the corner of the training table, the taping table, and we were both right next to him, and on each side of him. And he says, "What are you guys doing?" And I said, "Well, Dr. Curlin wants us to assist him." He says, "What do you mean, assist him?" In the meantime, Dr. Curlin had his back to us, and he was taking this screwdriver-like needle out, and he was filling it with juice. And he turned around. He turned around, and he said to Rich, "Rich, this is really going to hurt." And he goes, "What are you talking about?" So he grabbed his arm, and I grabbed his arm. And believe me, you know, it was two of us. trying to hold Rich's hand still so they could shoot this thing into him. And it was a hard day's work. It was tougher than the game. So the doctor got that needle out, and when he put that needle in the very end, right just below where the thumbnail line is.
Yeah.
He put it right in there about an inch. And everybody in the room, you know, almost lost what they came in with.
Yeah.
You know, and he went, whoa, and it was hilarious. And then he went out and played a hell of a game.
And you guys, did you win that game?
No.
Okay. This was a fairly good hell of a game.
No, we played a hell of a game. And then at the end of the game, I said, Rich, you know, you wasted a pretty decent game. You know, what's wrong with you? You shouldn't have played.
He thought he was going to be in the buffet.
Well, I think you hurt us. I think we could have won if you hadn't played.
We'll be right back here. It's the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. We are back in the Sports Lounge, coming to you each and every week at this time on this radio station, this cable system. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, and our legendary acting sports icon, Fred Dreyer, is with us here. So, Fred, you're talking about Rich Saul and everything. And
yep.
So Tom Brady apparently limited in practice this week with a right hand injury, according to a report. He's been on and off injury reports at times this season for an Achilles and his left shoulder. This is the first time he's been on the injury report for his throwing hand. Now, do you think this is going to affect the game Sunday?
No.
As a quick answer.
Nope.
You know, New England just has a powerhouse team. They're playing Jacksonville. Jacksonville had a good game against Pittsburgh.
Yep.
But this is going to be played at home for the New England Patriots. And so that's going to be quite the AFC championship game. That's the afternoon evening game. That's going to be.
I got to tell you, if I'm the New England Patriots, I'm a little more than just concerned about their game with Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville has it in them to beat them.
Oh, wait a minute. So you think it's not going to matter. You think Jacksonville's going to beat New England.
Well,
this will be the upset of the year.
They've got it in them to do that. They're very, very capable. And what I mean is that it's not going to be a lucky deal, you know.
Yeah, gotcha.
You know, I mean, I think if you saw Minnesota and the Saints evenly matched and you had a fluke play that won the game, that certainly could happen either way. You know, in New England with Jacksonville. But I do believe Jacksonville is very talented, and they match up pretty good with them on defense. And what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to get to Brady, Jacksonville, with their front four. They run a four down linemen, and you're seeing that a little bit more and more because you're not going to get there with two guys, a linebacker and a safety. You know, if you're going to commit to rushing the passer and making an indentation in the outcome of the game, you got to use four down big bodies. So you got to get to the quarterback and put enough pressure on him to contain him so he doesn't step up, scramble, and dump the ball underneath. But you got to get to him and get sacks and really give them a hard time. That means you'll have seven defenders defending the pass. And that's a good scenario. Four rushing and seven defending. That's what you want.
Four rushing, seven defending. Now, that's the 12:05 Pacific time, 3:05 Eastern time zone game. And then, of course, the evening game, 3:40 Pacific, 6:40 Eastern, Minnesota-Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. That's going to be played in Philly. What do you think there?
I'm going to go with Minnesota.
Me too.
I'm going to go with them. I think, although, you know, Philadelphia came back last week and beat Atlanta. You know, their quarterback, Foles, played well enough to deliver the win. They're good, Philadelphia, on defense, and so they're a very good team. But I think something about winning this game at the very last second has kind of like crowned them, Minnesota, that is, to where I think they got a real good shot at, I think, upsetting them there.
So you're picking Minnesota over Philadelphia. Yeah. What about New England over Jacksonville?
I'm going to go New England in a squeaker.
Yeah. Yeah.
But either way, I mean, again, either way, I'm not going to be surprised who wins.
Yeah, these should be two pretty good games to watch. Are we going to get together maybe and you bring over the six-pack of soda pop again with you?
I might bring over my hibachi or my Thailand wok.
So back in the day when you played for the Los Angeles Rams, before that for the New York Giants, but for the Rams, I mean, that team gelled, got to be really a good team. And you used to be known for a guy that would go out and, grab a tall, cool one after the game and also have a drink and relax. And, back in those days, were you kind of a beer guy or were you a spirits guy or whatever? Because nowadays you're sort of a port man. That's what I've noticed. You got to have some port around.
Well, I was an alcoholic back then. I used to guzzle wherever I was. I would go outside the backyard or in the bathroom or in a stranger's car, and I'd lay on my back and hide behind the front
no,
seat.
No, you did not.
And I would guzzle schnapps. I'd get schnapps. Really whacked out on schnapps.
Peach schnapps, is that what it was?
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Love daily fantasy, but tired of being stuck on the sidelines? We have some great news. Now you can make picks live when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, and if you're right, win real cash and get to talk trash. WinView Games is a live sports prediction app that is sweeping the nation, and it's super easy to play. During the game, props are sent straight to your phone. You can compete in tournament-style contests that are available every quarter. WinView also has a $12,500 jackpot during the NFL playoffs called the Perfect Game. It's a winner-take-all prize if you get each prop right during the quarter. So put your sports obsession to better use. Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. $20 first-time depositors get a $20 playthrough match. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted HomeAdvisor.
HomeAdvisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use HomeAdvisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting, electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Home Advisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, Home Advisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
Home Advisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Back in the sports lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. All right, let's talk some baseball here. So where is this Yu Darvish going to end up? He's been, apparently the prices are coming down a little bit, Fred Dreyer. The Yankees out of nowhere got Giancarlo Stanton, and he put them on his short list. Now they've landed on another short list for Yu Darvish. According to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, they've been reporting on Twitter that there's five teams, the Yankees, Cubs, Rangers, Astros, and Twins, on Yu Darvish's short list. Mm-hmm. And they've added further intrigue by throwing in a mystery team. They think that may be the Los Angeles Dodgers might be still in the mix for Yu Darvish.
Well, the Dodgers would like to have him. I don't think there's that much bad blood between the Dodgers organization and players, although the fans might have their opinion about Darvish coming back after blowing games 3 and 7. But that's the way it goes. That's life.
To be bluntly about it,
I got to tell you, I can go all day long and talk about game 2 when the manager, Dave Roberts, I think he blew the game. I think he pulled out Hill way too early, and they went to the bullpen and hung that game on the bullpen and Kenley Jansen, and that should not have gone the way it was. Had they gone back to Houston 2-0, it's a big difference in going 1-1.
That's true.
So anyway, the point is that the Dodgers are would be smart, I think, to get Darvish and bring him back. They got to put another player, I think, a young player from their organization or two, along with Matt Kemp, and get Matt Kemp out of there and take his $21 million he's going to be.
Are they trying to unload Kemp? I think so.
Yeah, huh? Well, they brought him here for this reason. They brought him here to use as a conglomeration. You know, they put two or three players together, get them to the Atlanta Braves. Atlanta gives them Kemp because Kemp has the right salary. With one player. You don't have four players with the total of $20 million. You've got one player with a $20 million contract, and he still has a couple of years to go. I think 2 years on his contract. So they got to put a couple of players along with Kemp, and serve those people up to a team to get clearance, so they'll have cap clearance so they can go get Darvish. And I think that's what they've told that to Darvish, and Darvish is waiting around patiently.
Waiting around to see what happens.
Yeah.
The Yankees, a lot of whispers going on there. The Yankees, though, they were looking for a guy from Pittsburgh, Garrett Cole. They almost had him, then they didn't, but they're still going after him. And Jake Arrieta is out there as another big prospect that they could be available. Alex Wood on the Dodgers got $6 million arbitration deal in his last year of his contract. Yasmani Grandal, who kind of tailed off last year, he settled at $7.9 million, re-signed with the Dodgers. So these deals added about $24.1 million to the Dodgers' luxury tax payroll, raise it to about $150,000, under by $149,000+ for 18 players. And so they still should be under the salary cap. So that'll be good news for the Dodgers for the first time.
Well, they want to get rid of Grandal. They'd like to get rid of him and bring up their catcher from the minor leagues to be the backup to Austin Barnes. And then they'd like to be able to get another real stout starter in there that they're going to need. The other thing else is they've at the end of this year, Clayton Kershaw can opt out. so he could be and probably will be a free agent unless they decide to get something done. And I would think that they're working on it right now. They're trying to get everything cleared out so they can go back and extend Kershaw another 4 years, 5 years into his Dodger contract. And get him all squared away. First of all, Dodgers couldn't afford to lose him, number one. Number two is I don't think Clayton wants to go anywhere. This isn't a matter of I got to get paid and go somewhere. I'm going to go to Philadelphia because they're going to pay me a lot of money. The Dodgers, nobody can pay anybody more money than the Dodgers can. So it's not about money. So what is it? It's about being halfway through your contract,
yeah,
and getting a refresher, getting a boost, getting a confidence builder from your home team, and that's what that is. That's all a part of the negotiation ploy that they started out with when they originally signed him.
Curtis Grandison signed with Toronto. He had played for the Tigers, the Yankees, then the Mets, and then the Dodgers. So he's heading to the Blue Jays for a 1 year deal. Free agent pitcher Brian Dusing has agreed to re-sign with the Cubs. He's there. The Brewers had a reliever, a guy named Jeremy Jeffries, who pleaded guilty to a DWI charge Tuesday. This was from a 2016 arrest, and he was with the Texas Rangers at the time in 2016. He was arrested by Dallas police, sentenced to 3 days in jail, but TMZ Sports reported this week that he'll not have to serve the sentence as he was credited with time served. So, well, that's something when you got to worry about the guy's record, police record, along with his 5-2, 4.6 ADRA and 65 and a third innings record.
Well, they were hoping he would get like 60 days so he could work on his curveball.
Work on the curveball there at the big house.
Right.
pitch on the convict leads.
Get a couple of screws, you know. There.
That's it.
Play some catch with them.
Don't forget, you can email Fred Dreyer, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. And for God's sakes, this movie, Highway 395, is available on your website. Am I correct on this one, Fred?
Yes, you're correct. And people should actually go there immediately and take a look at the trailer and then order the movie. It's a terrific film. And
Sheriff Raleigh's in this one, right?
Sheriff Raleigh Wade, the sentinel of the highway, and he's there to collect all of the negativity up there in that valley.
Go check it out at freddreyer.co, freddreyer.co. Welcome back here to the Sports Lodge. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. Fred, we do get email, fan mail from you all the time.
Right.
Grady writes that there's a cool picture on my memory timeline. Here's a picture. I'll describe it to everybody of number 89, you there, and number 85 going onto the field. Those uniforms are really looking good there. I love those uniforms. In fact, Octo says, at Fred Dreyer, I'm a huge at Rams NFL fan, but not so of all yellow uniforms. I'm not either. I prefer the classic blue and white. Your opinion, Fred?
I agree. I think the blue and whites. I would have loved to have spent my 10 years with the Rams just in all blue and white. Just all the entire white road uniform with the blue trim. That would have been fine for me.
You like that? How about the blue and the gold? The yellow?
I got to tell you, I think that a road uniform, if you're on the road, should be all white, tops and bottoms.
Yeah. I'm with you on that, too. I agree. Rob says, I'm a huge Hunter fan. I always wanted to ask you, Fred, who thought of the phrase, works for me, and why was it used?
Well, it was Roy Huggins, executive producer in charge of the show, decided it would be a nice little handle to have. You know, if you're in television, you know, you want to brand your character in a way that is unusual and people remember, and this was one of them.
Bernadette says, hi, Fred, big fan of yours. I'd love to meet you someday. Do you allow visitors or have any events coming up?
We have no events coming up, and we're only here once a week, so we don't really have visitors.
Some events coming up. We'll let you know about it. You can email Fred, freddreyer at crntalk.com. Get your emails into us, freddreyer at crntalk.com. Check out his website, freddreyer.co. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. Fred, sad note in the news, kind of a personal one for me. Tony Lombardi and his lovely wife, Christine, their nephew, is named Tyler Helinski, and he's the guy that apparently shot himself. Washington State University quarterback started the Holiday Bowl last month, found dead at his apartment Tuesday from an apparent suicide. This is sad news. Geez. How does something like this happen to a young kid? And he's got the whole world in front of him. 21 years of age, sophomore quarterback, found dead with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. They're checking it out and everything now, but it's just the rifle was next to him. It's like, this is a sad state of affairs. You know, we had... we talked on the Hawaii 5-0 with, you know, they had a suicide episode. And I know you've done movies and things on that with that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. This is a serious thing that's especially affecting young kids.
I really don't know how to explain that. You know, I think any attempt you try to I think cheapens, you know, the event. But I can only think about being so young, 21, 22, and in college, and what that news must have done to his family and his friends.
There's a hotline you can call, and as I mentioned, Hawaii 5-0, we had Shai McBride on our morning show, and he talked about the episode last week that he was talking someone down who was thinking of committing suicide, and there is a number, and I wish it's here, and we'll get it next week on the show and put it up there, but everybody should have this number. You know, everybody at Washington State University, the whole community is in mourning right now. They're saying they're deeply saddened to hear the news of his passing. He was an incredible young man. Everyone who had the privilege of knowing him was better for it. The entire WSU community mourns as thoughts and prayers go out to his family. And that's the main thing here, is the family and the people that go out there. He said Tyler was a tremendous, the athletic director there, John Johnson, said Tyler was a tremendous individual, great friend and teammate. He will be deeply missed. Our hearts go out to his family, his friends. And the football team brought together on Tuesday night told of the news. It's just a sad thing.
Very, very bad. So yeah, this is a terrible
our
thing.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to
indeed
Tony Lombardi and his family and the Helinski family and everybody there. We really feel for everybody, and we're sad, very sad to hear this news. Oh, just hate to hear that kind of stuff. Anyway, this is the Sports Lounge, and that's Fred Dreyer there. And, you know, I guess games can get to you and things of that sort of thing, but you got to kind of overcome things and look to the day beyond and say, hey, there's something else out there on the horizon for me, even when times look really tough.
I always ask, you know, questions, a question when you hear things like this, and we're all old enough to know that this isn't the only time we've heard something like this.
Right.
But you always ask yourself, where was his support system? You know, I mean, what was the circumstances, do you think, that allowed him to get disconnected from people?
Especially when he's not given any signs of anything.
Well, he may have. Maybe he didn't. But it's interesting because something like this, you know, I got to think, you know, has a root somewhere deep in the past, you know. And maybe something just kicked him off. And, you know, to do this, you know, to get a rifle and shoot yourself and leave a note, I don't know. That's the weirdest. It doesn't sit right, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's still being investigated.
Yeah, it should.
And that is tough. Anyway, check out Suicide Prevention Lines, everything there. Well, as I say, we'll get the numbers for you and everything next week. For you. Don't forget you can follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. And he is been a man that's known to tweet, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRN.com. And check out that website of his. Hit that movie, Highway 395, FredDreyer.co, FredDreyer.co.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back here to the lounge, the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn with Fred Dreyer. Fred, we did have one other, and we do get emails all the time at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Mm-hmm. Peter says, Fred, my man, I still listen every week. Keep up the awesome job. Are you in any TV or movie coming out? Keep us posted. Thanks and much love.
When I'm, thank you so much. When I'm about to do some work, some acting jobs and stuff, I'll let you guys know. I like to know what you guys think, and it might be a lot of fun to check me out, see what I'm doing.
You got the Transformers movies coming out soon, right? Isn't that due soon?
That's next spring, I think.
Yeah. Well, they're putting it together.
Yeah.
How about this coach here with the gymnastics? A coach sent dozens of young girls for treatment to the USA gymnastics team. Dr. Larry Nassar pleaded guilty to molesting female athletes. What do you think about this, Fred? We never touched on this one. This is this is really terrible, isn't it?
No, you start molesting young girls. There's only a couple of things you can do with people like that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And we should do both of them.
I agree with you on that. Now, what you got planned for this week? You going to be out and about? You got any special projects or anything going on?
This weekend, I'm threatening to jump out in my backyard and start cleaning up all the debris from the rain.
Oh, that's good. You had a big rainstorm. It's been terrible weather. You know, Dale Earnhardt Jr., I don't know if you knew about this, he's warning drivers in North Carolina not to venture out into the snowstorms because he slid off the road and hit a tree. He was saying this on his Twitter account. So apparently
he's smart to do that.
Yeah, I think it's smart. When you were back and playing in your playing days, they drove you everywhere. You didn't have to drive yourself around any places, did you, when you were on the road?
What do you mean?
Well,
when
you play like in Minnesota or something like that?
Yeah, well, you're on a bus.
Yeah.
You know, you're on a bus, and
back That backyard of yours can be treacherous also.
Yeah, my back. Well, it's only treacherous when I'm back there up in the part of the area where the coyotes come down to see. They hear all the noise and they hear me out there singing and yodeling. And they come down to see me and they want to check it out. So I'm down there with my coyotes and I always carry a handle from a broom.
That's good. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer, as we've got to say goodbye now.
I'm going to be up on the hill this weekend, so think of me, and I've got my broom handle, so everything should be all right.
And we'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.